Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, kicking off the week. And coming to you live on a Monday from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Let's go to the phones. There's somebody out there running just about the same kind of gun as me. Craig in Pennsylvania. Yes, sir.
How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing okay. Tell me about your, you've gone out and bought you a piston gun, huh?
Yeah, my very first AR platform. I got an email through Trap Gun, and Adams Arms had a special rifle for them, Bill, for their promotion.
Right.
And it's just a penny under $1,000. And I was interested in looking at this because I was interested in a Stag Arms 3L. I'm a lefty, so, you know, I'm interested in a left-sided gun. So I went down there, and I saw Frog Lube representatives there, and I saw my attorney for Pacific Law Shield. So it was a good day.
It was a good day, and you bought an Adams Arms gun. Let me tell you about the Adams Arms gun. Now, the difference, the Stag gun was a gas impingement.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can run all the dirty ammo you want to in the Adams gun. You can run all the steel-cased ammo you want to in the Adams gun. Because what happens, the Adams gun, it being piston-driven, that's the same kind of drive that works. Well, it's not the same, but it's the same principle as the drive that is what that is operating an AK. So your training just got cheaper. As far as your ammo cost,
yeah, I like the price for the 5.56. They were selling it for like $7.49 for a box of 20.
Yep, yep. And I mean Adams is all of the technology that's in the Adams gun comes from their three gun competitors, so it's sort of like. You've gotten the benefit of a Formula One race team that has worked its way down to a consumer car, if you would. And that consumer car being your Adams Arms. Is it a 14.5-inch? You get it pinned? Or?
Yeah, it's a 14.5-inch.
Okay, so you've got it all. I mean, you're going to love this. You are going to love this. I would, you know, when it comes to sticking an optic on it, you know. Have you figured that part of it out yet?
Yeah, just to start out with, I got a Ambus Pro.
Okay, right? Okay, okay.
Yeah, that those two sites run me 150, and just starting out, I would start with those and. That would save up for a scope for it.
Well, the thing about running those pop-up sites is they don't need batteries ever. Mm-hmm. And most of the people that I see that actually run a gun, that they pack up and put as their survival gun, they don't put an optic on it. They don't put an optic on it. If you never put an optic on that gun, it's never going to be any less capable in your hands if you can see the sights. So You had a very good day. What day was this? It must have been Saturday, huh?
Yeah, this was Saturday, and the promotion was only for 3 days, so.
Well, that's the way to take advantage of that stuff.
Hey, can you run the 223 ammo through this?
Yes.
Okay, because here it is.
All day long.
It doesn't state that, but
on those weapons, they have to state a caliber. Some of them will state they can only state one. So some of them will say 223. Some of them will say 5.56, but they will run both.
Okay.
So I've heard that question more than once. Don't let that confuse you. 223, 5.56 is the metric designation for that 223.
Okay. I'm gonna change out that trigger so I can run it to have it on both sides.
Ah, okay. Are you talking about ambidextrous safety?
Yeah. That probably weren't running. What about $200?
No. Go looking for those. Go search ambidextrous safety.
Okay.
AR-15. And I mean, I'm sure you can pay $200 for one if you want one. I don't know what it's going to do be any better than the cheaper ones.
Yeah. Okay.
But if you've never taken one of those things apart, there's a little itty bitty spring in there that when you take that apart, it's got to be back in place. So if you've never taken one of those apart before, take it to somebody who's pulled apart an AR-15, because then all of a sudden your safety will just be spinning if you don't get that spring back in place.
Well, Trap Gun is my favorite gun shop to go to. They have everything there. They just moved into a new building, and they have a gunsmith there, and they have a range where you can shoot either a long or short rifle. And they have classes, and they have a big carbine training classes, so I want to be taking one of those. Those tend to be more cheaper than going out with another one I saw, which they want $250 for each class.
I'll tell you something else that you can add to that gun, and I'll tell you the cheapest way to do it, if you want to do it. That gun's not going to have a whole lot of recoil to begin with. But if you really want to take that down to nothing to where you can sit side by side with somebody and just pull your trigger all day long and stay on target, you need a battle comp. They're not even a sponsor of mine anymore, and you need a battle comp. And if you want the cheapest way to get a battle comp right now for a 5.56 is to go to the Brian Terry Foundation page and donate $100, and that saves you about $60 on the battle comp. And then you send me the receipt for that they'll generate to me through the email. And I send that to Battle, along with your address, and I send that to Battle Comp, and Battle Comp sends you one with my logo on it.
Okay.
If you think about it, if you ever get to that point where you want to do that, that's one thing. There's a lot of things you can add to that gun that will change certain things about it as far as, the way it feels and the way it runs and everything else. The Battle Comp will actually change the way it shoots. The recoil, it will tame what little recoil impulse it does have. So, food for thought, but you, I mean, straight out of the box, you have bought an outstanding weapon.
Yeah, what do you recommend for a sling for that?
With slings with those guns, what you got to remember is you also got to get the hardware to mount them to the weapon. So, I would recommend getting the hardware to run a 2-point sling, and then maybe get a 2-point that will go to a single point, like a Savvy Sniper or one of the Vickers tactical ones.
Okay.
But you enjoy that. You have entered into a brother / sisterhood that is only continuing to grow. And thank you for taking the time to share that with me so early in the morning when we weren't getting the phones answered.
Well, I'm a member over at Mill Creek Sportsman's Association, so I'll make use of that gun range quite frequently.
There you go. I'm about to run out of time here on the segment. Craig, thank you very much. Let me know how you like that thing. All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by a gentleman named Orrin Hudson. Now, he's not necessarily a gun guy per se, but what he specializes in is going out and dealing with communities and trying to get them to heal themselves. And in certain places, that's a hard thing to do, especially when it's up against law enforcement. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Bugging out? What if you don't make it to your bug out location? Could you survive in the woods for days, weeks, years? Learn critical survival skills for warm and cold weather from Sigma 3 expert Robert Allen in this all-new 3.5-hour survival skills DVD series produced by the Survival Summit. Learn life-saving secrets on shelter, water, fire, and food procurement. Order the DVD series in the next 48 hours at thesurvivalsummit.com. Enter promo code SURVIVAL to save 10%. That's thesurvivalsummit.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid in regular and extra strength. Our Silver Soap, made with all-natural organic ingredients, leaves your skin clean and refreshed. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog. 844-USE-SILVER. Or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only One Silver Solution.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. That's going to take a little cipher in there, Dan. We're going to have to talk about that. Don't worry about that part of it. Recently, the Crime Prevention Research Center, John Lott's organization, did a study. And when John Lott does a study, here's what you got to understand about John Lott. John Lott couldn't care less where his data comes from. He just wants data. And where it goes, it doesn't matter. He just wants to crunch it. So the fact that whenever he gets data and crunches it, and it comes out on my side, in your side of the argument, that always makes me happy. So recently, you know, we just had this Mother Jones debacle where all of the quote-unquote experts who actually had written articles about this weren't actually statisticians or anything. And they got out there and said, no, more guns in the, and guns in homes cause more, and, you know, they said all this nonsense. So John Lott went out and he did a study of his own. When asked, and he asked a good, concise question, in the United States, are guns used in self-defense more often than they are used in the commission of a crime? The North American respondents agreed, answering 88% to yes to 12% no. Respondents at a rate of 91% felt that gun-free zones were more likely to attract criminals than they were to deter them. Gun-free zone was defined as an area where civilians are banned from having guns. Suicide, especially among males in the United States, is usually committed with a firearm. However, only 28% of the survey respondents answered yes when asked, would you say that in the United States having a gun in the home causes an increase in the risk of suicide? Firearm murders have been steadily declining in the United States. Concealed carry laws have made rapid gains. You know, according to Lott, according to Kleck, to Gaius, 2.5 million times a year people use guns stopping crimes, prevent or deter. Survey respondents overwhelmingly felt 91% to 9% that concealed handgun permit holders are much more law-abiding than the typical American, and that has proven to be true time and time again. Additionally, 81% of respondents felt that allowing people to carry a permitted concealed handgun would decrease the murder rate. A Gallup survey that was conducted last year indicates that Americans are increasingly recognizing that a gun in the home makes the home safer. This is bad if you're Shannon Watts or Michael Bloomberg. It's not bad in certain states, okay? In Oregon, they voted for something already that is silly. They just got it in Washington, D.C. They're already calling, yelling recall in Washington State. We'll see where that goes. The survey also asked, do guns make homes safer? In 2000, only 35% of people felt that a gun in the home made that home safer. 51% felt that a gun contributed to a more dangerous environment. I don't really know how that happens. I guess if somebody breaks into your house and you slide the gun at them, that makes it more dangerous. If somebody breaks into your home and you point the gun at them, it makes it dangerous for the home breaker. However, that should be an occupational hazard, shouldn't it? In 2005, the survey indicated a split decision with 45% answering safer and 45% answering more dangerous. In October 2014, the consensus was overwhelmingly pro-gun, with 63% of respondents indicating a gun in the home made that home safer, and only 30% felt a gun present made the home more dangerous. And that was due to Black America embracing the gun as a self-defense tool. Yeah. Now, those that are out there, when they read the Second Amendment, they're going to, from time to time, get out there and say, well, you know, that's only for the well-regulated militia. That right to keep and bear arms. They try to tie the language of the amendment to the concept that the militia is a government entity or something outdated and made obsolete due to police force protection. However, courts have decided that police are under no obligation to protect an individual or even to respond to an incident. In the recent Ferguson riots, police stood by while businesses were looted and destroyed. That's because they would have gone in there and gotten their clocks cleaned badly. They were the cause of all the unrest, or at least one of their people was. And that was all ginned up. It had nothing to do with reality. Courts have also decided that the Second Amendment extends to the individual's right to possess a firearm for self-defense. See, they add this stuff to the back end of the piece. I don't know why they do it. Okay? If one day I wake up and the Supreme Court has decided that the Second Amendment is not valid and there is no right to self-defense. I'm going to war. I may be pushing a walker, but I'm going to war. Sorry. I believe in nature. I believe in nature. So, the problem for the gun grabbers now is that public perception of firearm ownership has become a positive thing. And people that buy guns, it's becoming now, how could you, to good for you. And women are leading the way on that one. Women are leading the way. So, you know, how are they going to fight that? That's what they got to fight. They want to try to turn red states blue. Although I don't know why they want to do that, because it always costs them. They did that with Colorado. Colorado should be like a watershed moment for gun grabbers. They should look at that and say, well, the puppets that we use in the state legislatures, they just go down in flames because of what they have to do to get this stuff ramrodded through. You know, they have to stop taking calls from their constituents. That doesn't work out. What can we do? What else can we do? Well, let's try. We'll give it a confusing name, like I-594, I-591. Uh-oh, they're doing recalls for that one, too, because it passed. What do we do about that? Gallup did a poll. This ought to turn out good for us because they lean left. No, that didn't turn out very good for us at all either, did it? Oh, no, what now? What now? So, you know, very slowly, the gun control movement is they're flailing on the water surface. To be sure, they still exist. They still are firmly entrenched in New York, New Jersey, California, lots and lots of places. But they're becoming isolated. They're becoming more and more isolated. New Jersey, I can't imagine what's going to happen with New Jersey. One day, nobody's going to do business with New Jersey. I don't know what that's going to mean. New Jersey, if there's any tourist attractions or anything, nobody's going to go there. Because it's going to become increasingly known that when you cross into New Jersey, if you own a gun and you have it with you, you are in deep kimchi. But hey, that's for later on down the road. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapon's reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Our attorneys at the Legal Center for Debt Resolution will find the absolute best debt reduction solution for you, or you pay nothing. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. That's right. No upfront fee, no monthly fees. Nada. You pay nothing until after your account is settled. If you owe $10,000, $30,000, or even $50,000 in credit card debt, call the Legal Center for Debt Resolution at 800-449-4269. 800-449-4269.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80, that's Guns80.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. We're going to have Orrin Hudson on the show in the next hour. I talk all the time about going to the root cause of crime, and that's what he does. Is somebody actually doing that? And we're gonna hear how he does it. I talk about it. I don't know how you do it. Over the weekend, I'm so proud. Over the weekend, the senior senator from South Carolina, who says he's leaning, and I, you know, where does he get this from? He's leaning 91% towards running for president. He got out there and said, "Well, you know, I don't think the Second Amendment is as good a check against government tyranny as an informed electorate." Duh. Let me tell you about Lindsey Graham, okay? Lindsey Graham is a... I've never met him. I know lots of people that know him. And he is not someone that deals with hypotheticals. That's what I'm told. But he's also, you know, when you're talking to constituents, you need to deal with hypotheticals because your constituents have concerns. Don't get out there and laugh them off. But this is him saying that reliance upon the Second Amendment is stupid. And let's listen to why. See, we tried that once here in South Carolina. I've heard that time and time again in the South Carolina General Assembly. So many times that I could projectile hurl and set a new land record for distance. He says he wouldn't want to go down that road again. Who does, you moron? Listen, anybody that can, you know, Lindsey Graham gets out there. First of all, he's still using Brill Cream, which is pathetic. He can go buy a $2,000 suit and make it look like he bought it at Kmart. There's just no cleaning the man up. And his ideas are the same kind of snake oil as the way he looks, and yet we keep reelecting him. I don't vote for him. There's a bunch of smiling jacks in South Carolina that do, though, and this is why I keep saying to myself, move across the border, go to North Carolina, go to Georgia, go somewhere. Get out of South Carolina, because South Carolina gets out there and says, we are the most conservative state in the union. that just breaks me up. Graham, he was telling all of this to Talking Points memo. I think an informed electorate is probably a better check than, you know, guns in the streets. Nobody's calling for that, you dip. I just about slipped there. Nobody's calling for that. He later added that although he supports the Second Amendment as a way for citizens to protect themselves, their property, and their families, he believes the First Amendment and voter participation is a better check on the government. It's the best first check on the government, Linseed. It is not the only one. And getting out there and saying... This comment comes out on the heels of an email sent out from Ted Cruz's presidential campaign, in which the junior Texas senator told supporters that the Second Amendment isn't there just to protect hunters. It's a constitutional right to protect your children, your family, your home, our lives, and serve as the ultimate check against governmental tyranny for the protection of our liberty. See, but here's Graham's problem. It's the same problem that every South Carolinian politician seems to have, with maybe a handful of exceptions. Graham can't be first. He has to react to somebody else. He has to react to a Ted Cruz or a Marco Rubio or a Scott Walker. He's not out there. He's not out there leading the pack. He's out there saying, "I'm better." Nope. What he said ain't good. He's reacting to everybody. We don't need a president. We don't even need a presidential candidate like that. Until Lindsey goes and has a makeover, I say he can't run for president. Who's with me? Yes, I know that's. I know that's very shallow. I know that's shallow. Now, not only did Lindsey notice what Ted Cruz said, but so did the New York Times. And there, Andrew Rosenthal, the editorial page editor of the Times, took a swipe at Ted Cruz. And he makes a very strange, he calls it Ted Cruz's strange gun argument. But it's his argument that is strange. Now, Americans who believe the Second Amendment gives them, first of all, there's nobody out there that actually believes the Second Amendment gives them anything. They think it codifies it. Thank you, whoever wrote this article. Anybody that thinks the Second Amendment gives them an individual right to own guns, as opposed to a more general right to bear arms, as our editorial board argues, according to them, often make cogent arguments for their position. I believe that allowing people to own guns is not compatible with imposing reasonable restrictions on their ownership, but I have heard sensible people strongly argue the opposite side. But there are ridiculous arguments against gun control, perhaps the silliest of which is that the framers of the Constitution wanted to preserve the possibility or even encourage the idea of armed rebellion against the government. It is a particularly absurd argument when it comes from a member of Congress who's running for president. Rosenthal thinks it's mystifying that the American founders, who just successfully fought an armed rebellion against their own government and felt justified in their cause, would preclude the possibility of a future generation doing it. Maybe you should go read the Declaration of Independence, Mr. Rosenthal. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that the government's long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has always shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evil are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they have become accustomed. We're in the middle of that ourselves right now. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object brings about a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off that government and to provide new guards for their future security. This is what the founders believed. Certainly, we can all agree that government should not be changed for any little reason that might pop up. But per our founding document, it's our right and duty to cast off tyrannical governments. And how does Rosenthal think that might happen? How does he think it happened the first time? It wasn't a pillow fight Their own, the founder's own example suggests a lot of guns would be involved. And the fact that these same men would later declare firearm ownership a God-given right, that should be an unsubtle clue to help connect the dots here. It's even for Mr. Rosenthal. He may find the prospect of armed insurrection horrifying to his urban liberal sensibilities. Think of what's going to happen to the cloth napkins and the silverware arrangements and where the glasses go. But it's almost impossible to argue that allowing for this possibility was not a significant part of the historical rationale behind the Second Amendment. And it would be foolish for us to stop believing that. It was put there for us to kick the government's glutamus maximus out of power. That's what it was there for. That's the way it would work. It would work even today. It's not absurd for us to beat the government down. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Now, I just get a kick out of these guys. I get a kick out of them. Now, speaking of wars, we're going to talk about what it actually takes to fight one of these things. Because right now we're looking at it. We are looking right at it. We got all kinds of stuff. We are looking at a multi 360 degree mirror, and they're all pointing back at us, and we're looking at a bunch of conflict. And we need to go ahead and figure out what it takes to win one of these things and then go do that. We'll be right back on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Monday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I want to talk about this because, I noticed something over the weekend. Sometimes, I mean, you probably notice that a lot as well. You notice what I'm about to talk about. In Milford, Michigan, which is a suburb of Detroit right now, there's a group of politicians. They have their heads crammed so far up their fourth point of contact that when they breathe in and out, they look around quite puzzled at why it's so bad. In Milford, Michigan, there's a planned monument dedicated to the memory of fallen military personnel. And it's currently up in the air because the monument had a rifle jammed in by a bayonet into the ground, which is what the military people do for their fallen ones in the field. They do that. They do it. They take their tools, they jam their helmet, they stick their boots beside it, their dog tags, and their helmet on the butt of the weapon. That's what they do. To be more specific, this would be the sculpture of a battlefield cross at the end of the walkway of the memorial. And what I just described to you is the battlefield cross. Now, this is a tradition that dates back to the Civil War. And this isn't apparently good enough for some politicians in Milford, Michigan. They've gotten their panties in a bunch because their irrational hatred of all things firearm related is making them cause a stink and try to get the sculpture tossed out. They're trying to take something that a bunch of honorable young men designed to honor one of their fallen comrades, the only way they had available in the field after a combat engagement, and they want to toss it out because of a gun, because of a depiction of a gun. This, some members of the Milford Village Council's Parks and Recreation Commission think that the icon is not appropriate for the park. Milford Village Manager Christian Word spoke on these anonymous concerns, stating that there was some concern from a couple of members regarding the specific memorial that's proposed, specifically the gun. They understand the history and the meaning, they just didn't feel it was appropriate for that specific location. That specific location would not be possible Mr. Wirth, if it were not for the gun, it wouldn't exist. It wouldn't be possible. Or it might happen, you know, they might be speaking German or with an English accent if it weren't for that gun. Specifically, it's just not appropriate. Fortunately, the entire council, they're not a bunch of sniveling, gun-hating idiots, as Councilwoman Jennifer Frankford levied out some good sense. She pointed out that if it wasn't for the boots and the gun and the helmet, we wouldn't have all the freedoms we have. That's also echoed by Bear Hall, a veteran Marine who hears the heads of local chapter of Friends of American Veterans, who proposed the battlefield cross to begin with. Here's the unfortunate truth, haters. When we go somewhere, or when they come here, and when we fight them, we're not doing it with sticks and stones, we're not doing it with love and flowers, we're doing it with blood. We're doing it with sharp edges. We're doing it with supersonic projectiles. We're doing it in a horrific manner. We're trying to suck from them the will to fight, and we do that the most intimidating way we can. If they have to stay and fight, then we're going to fight them until they are all dead individuals. It will be bloody. It will be horrific. There will be things all over the place. Gore everywhere. That's war. That's why war is hell. That's why we should do everything we can, short of going to war, before we go to war. If you think that the United States just happened, you're a bunch of deluded morons. You're fearful sheep. At least regular sheep just sit around pretty stupid going, what? You're fearful, you're scared sheep. All of you need to be on suicide watch. I would hate to be a fearful sheep. Sculpture is going to be debated, I guess, today. Bear Hall plans on bringing a number of people who will try and talk some sense into the council. If any of you are in the Detroit area and you want to go have a chat with these fearful sheep, I would go just to look at them. Just to see them. Fearful sheep. You know, fearful sheep are the ones, they're the ones that are the biggest problem. They're the ones that will throw things at the enemy to try to get them to leave them alone. He's got a gun. Here, take this. Take my wife. Take my daughter. Just don't hurt me. Oh, they're hurting me anyway. Oh. Fearful sheep. How do you think America became America to begin with? How do you think that happened? Why do you think... And the people that you're trying to dishonor, because it's, you know what, when a veteran wants to put up a memorial to his fallen comrades, you should just leave him alone. Leave him alone. Don't worry about if it's a Christian thing. Don't worry about if it's an atheist thing. Just leave him alone. Because there's a, you know, when you've only got 1% of the total population that's ever served in the military throughout time, you get out there, then you can look at things and say, well, you know, the majority of people that, you know, the majority of people in the United States didn't serve in the military. So you don't know what that's like. So leave the veterans alone. When they show up, give them a job. Maybe thank them for being one of the 1%. Beyond that, leave them alone. You don't need to run their lives. You don't need to decide how they express their grief. Every veteran that comes back to the United States had a friend that died, especially in this modern era. And if they want to get out there and they want to put up a memorial so that they can get some degree of moving on, there is no closure from these things. There is no closure. But they can get to a point where they can move on. Let them move on, you fearful sheep. Go take an Aikido class or something. Get a pair. You know. Politicians. politicians. It's not that I think that the military is a more honorable way, per se. But I do think it's a way, you know, nobody joins the military getting out there saying, you know, I'm going to make so much money. Oh, my God. Nobody does that. Nobody does that that joins the military. They join the military for various reasons. Maybe it's because they want to go to school. Maybe it's because they just have no, they just want a job. Maybe it's because they want to serve the country. Maybe it's because they want to fight the enemies of the country. And every one of these kids does this, because it is a young man's game. Every one of these kids does this. When they come back, they deserve everything that they earned. They don't deserve what they're getting today. Now they're looked upon as an entire classification of mental defectives because they've been to war, because they reacted like human beings do when they go to war. It's not the ones that are sitting around got the shakes that you should be worried about when they go to war. The ones that sit around and actually enjoy that, maybe a little bit of that too. But, you know, overall, you'll just treat them like humans and understand that they've seen something you haven't seen and you can't relate to it. Let them speak about it when they get around to doing that. And just let them go. Don't get out there and question them or anything else. They'd be a lot better off, and they deserve every consideration that this country can give them. But no. In places like Milford, Michigan, you've got a bunch of frightened sheep who are in charge of something and who look at something and say, that's a rendition of a gun. I don't think that's appropriate where the monkey bars are. I bet you in parts in Michigan that they've got military aircraft and military vehicles, but guns? Maybe not. I don't know. Coming up next, Orrin Hudson on a Monday. This is Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to salientarmsinternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.